Don't miss The Marvels, in theaters on November 10th, and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Ms. Marvel, only on Disney+. Plans starting at $7.99.
Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast hosted by Matthew Hoffman. On today's show, there's a lot of heart. Connor and Elizabeth join us in the studio and the Love Island fun facts you never knew you needed. Hit it! Hello, Love Island universe. Here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Matthew Hoffman. And let's just cut the small talk, okay? You know why you're here. You just watched the newest episode of Love Island USA on Peacock and you want a little more Villa in the Veins. Yeah, because your favorite booze is that Love Island schmooze. Too much? All right, it's too much. I am having so much fun hosting this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. This episode was an eye-opener. It was the heart rate challenge, so everyone's heartbeat was being measured. Some costume highlights were Mackenzie was a cheerleader, and boy, did she shake her pom-poms. If that's what school spirit looks like, get me a backpack and a graphing calculator. Nadja dressed up as a female devil. I once knew a female devil, the lady at Yogurt World who caps me off at 3 samples. Hey, Megan, is it your job to hand out tiny cups or to give me a hard time? Sydney did leopard print and came with a whip, or as I call it, brunch with the boys. Phoebe came out in an angel outfit with wings. Pretty sure it was an angel. Could have been a bedazzled albino housefly. But a sexy one, a sexy one. And then it was the boys' turn. Jesse came out as a sexy sailor, and that rudder was a flutter. Joel was dressed as Caesar. You could say he was the romaine event. And Isaiah was a lumberjack, and the girls absolutely loved it. And the heart rate results caused an irregular beat in some of our couples. Jesse's heart rate was elevated most by Sydney. But in his defense, Deb has no rhythm. I've seen better dancing at a Comic-Con after party. Ugh. But we did have two couples whose hearts both raced for their partners, Timmy and Zita, and Isaiah and Sydney. That's gotta feel good for them, right? I mean, I'm sure their grandmas didn't like this episode, but an overall win in general. And the evening was upon us. It was time to change out of the clothes that strippers wear to work and into the clothes that strippers wear to weddings. Everything was so fun until they forgot they were on Love Island and that there was gonna be a recoupling tonight. Oh, in all seriousness, a girl is gonna leave the villa holy hopping hamsters. But in classic Love Island fashion, they left us with a cliffhanger. Which girl is going home? I want answers!
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to 4 times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. And wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
And speaking of answers, call me Barbara Walters because I'm about to get a lot of them. Please welcome to the Previously On Studio winner of season one of Love Island USA and half of my favorite Irish law firm, it's Elizabeth and Connor! Hi,
you look beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Connor.
Long time no
how
see.
Are you? I
good,
know.
Man.
Long time no see. Welcome, guys. Thank you for doing Previously On.
Thank you. Congrats. This is so fun.
Thank you.
Happy late birthday as well.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, today you guys are the first guest in a new year for me. So this is good. We're planning today's episode, and I was like, when did I see Elizabeth last? Like, when was that? And we first met, I don't know if you remember this, but we first met the night that you were crowned the very first Love Island USA winner in Fiji.
I remember being so confused because obviously I didn't know what you looked like.
So lucky
at first,
girl.
I was like, who is this? And then you started talking and it clicked and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I remember being like, so you don't know who I am, but I've been talking about you in a closet for like 3 months and hey, nice to meet you. And then we went to Minneapolis. We did a press tour together in Minneapolis. So
we did the news.
We did the news. They put us on the news, Connor, at like 7 a.m. So from the Fijian heat to the cold Minneapolis winter that we survived for, I think, 3 days.
Yeah, in the negative.
In the negatives. You're the only woman that I went to a Midwestern brewery with, so I'm really excited.
That's hilarious. And it was an open casting call. So
there was.
People
That's right.
were auditioning,
They were
too.
Auditioning. And then Connor and I had never met because your season was at the height of the pandemic. And I was recording in Los Angeles while you were in Vegas. And then literally, I think, what, a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that, I'm minding my business. I went to the mall to get a dozen cupcakes, as I do. And I was coming down the escalator. I saw you at the end of it. And I was like, that man's arm is the size of my house. Like, who is that? I get closer. I was like, it's Connor from Love Island season two. And like, totally, I think I went up to you and I was like, Connor, you have no idea who I am, but
yeah, that is. I think that's literally a word for word. But yeah, like, I know instantly, obviously recognized you, like, and I was kind of sad, like, that we didn't have like that opportunity to meet, obviously, from my season or after my season.
Yeah.
But I mean, we talked forever. We caught up.
Forever.
And so
we were
cool.
There literally for like an hour and I had to run this errand. So I'm like genuinely picking up cupcakes. And Connor waited online with me for like what? Like a very long time. We talked about everything. You walked me to my car and I was like, Islanders in the wild. Have you guys met each other?
So we just met in the lobby 2 minutes ago. Yes. But other than, you know, a Zoom exit interview for After the Island, I haven't met Connor in person.
That's so crazy. Previously On, bringing Love Island families together.
Right.
All right. Well, let's spread our feathers and talk about tonight's episode on Peacock. Tonight was the iconic Love Island staple, the competition we train all year for. This was the heart rate challenge. Why are you not in costumes from your seasons?
Part of that costume, I tried to take home with me and I sent it to the Fijian dry cleaners or our
Never
laundry.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again. What was your costume?
It was like a race car outfit.
Oh my God, that's right.
I actually left the villa like the next night. When they did that on my season, I had left like right before that. So I actually
didn't
get to do
it.
Wait, you didn't do it.
You got out of it.
Nice work, sir. You like dodged the bullet. Good for you. You're no fool.
I know. It was all, you know, strategy.
You're like, what's coming up this week? Cool. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, I had so much anxiety because I feel like I was known to everyone as like such a sweetheart and so kind and whatnot that I was like, oh no, like, do I kind of get a little spicy with this and show another side? And I was like, you know what? I can't not. And I feel like everyone was a little shocked.
They were like, what?
They were like, this is odd.
You're like, there's a new Elizabeth in the villa. Connor's like, I'm out. Well, before we get into tonight's episode, Mackenzie is, of course, back in the villa. And Connor, you are half of my favorite Irish law firm, Connor and Mackenzie. So I want to elegantly just get it out of the way. Court is in session. What are your thoughts on Mackenzie returning to the villa?
So I think the first time I saw it, I got tagged in some posts. And right. I'm like, oh, like, what is this? And that's when I saw it. But no, I think it's great for her. Like, I think I think she going back on it for her, I think she has a sort of experience from doing it that she can maybe like give better insight or like advice to people that are still there. Like, you know, you see how it works after the show and how everything falls in place and you kind of figure things out. And I think that's probably what, I mean, if anything, like she can provide to at least the girls there.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool.
That's awesome. And then one selfish Matthew question. Do you have joint custody of Gus?
I do not have joint custody of Gus. I have not seen Gus in quite some time.
But okay. The interview is over. Thank you guys so much for coming. Now, you are close friends with Mackenzie, yes?
Yes. I was just at Stagecoach with her back in the spring. It was so fun. And it was actually the first time I met Sally as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it was super fun. I had no idea this was coming from Mackenzie. So I was like, no way. You know, I'm immediately texting Alex like, oh my gosh, like you're going to shit. And all Alex and I could think of was like, could you imagine, you know, being in Connor's place? I would have died if I saw it was Zach or Dylan. Like, I would be cracking up. Like, I think it's so funny, but, you know, so crazy. And obviously, I'd be excited for either of them, too. Yeah. But it's just wild because we've never seen this before. Like, this is a first for
the
U.S.
first
to have someone go back in.
I'm so excited to see how it plays out for her, right? Because tonight's a recouple. Like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, so who knows? Now, let's talk about the heart rate challenge. Tonight was so fun. It was so fun to watch them. Which dance would have gotten your dollars and which Islander would have gotten your heart rate on fire if you guys were in the villa?
Okay. My dollars would be going to Chad.
Okay.
I feel like I am such a sucker for like a funny routine. Like I would just be cracking up like more, please, more
of
this.
Give me more,
like,
yes.
I would have been dying. Heart rate wise, honestly, I probably Isaiah because I feel like I would know Sydney would be watching me. So I feel like my heart would be like double racing for two different reasons.
Elizabeth is crying and sweating while Isaiah's dancing at her. And for you, Connor?
I would probably say my dollars would probably go to Deb.
Nice.
Because I was just, I was crying the whole time watching. She's like hilarious, I gotta say. And then probably my heart racing the most, probably Sydney.
Nice. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Now, we had two couples who rated for each other in the episode, which I always find interesting, right? So it's Timmy and Zita, of course, and Isaiah and Sydney. Do you think that like this game and them like actually rating each other's heart, like does that make them stronger, you think? Like what was your experience? And if your partner heart went for somebody else, would you be like,
Honestly, I think it has a lot to do with more of the outside factors rather than how close a couple is.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, some of these people pull out the funniest moves out of nowhere. Like that you're like, where does this come from? Like, where were you hiding this? That I feel like it's so unpredictable. Like it could go any way.
I mean, I wouldn't care too much about it. Like if my person I was in a couple with, like their heart, like I wouldn't read too much into it, but it is
like, interesting. I have bigger fish to fry.
No, totally. Like I think it is fascinating though to see maybe some people that do read into that a little bit more.
Well, the dances weren't the only things that got heart rates up. Relationships seem to be getting stronger as Isaiah said to Sydney tonight, quote, "I'm really happy that my heart led me to you, Sid," end quote. Connor, you had a villa-changing Casa Amor experience, similar to Isaiah and Sydney, right? Do you think that the Love Island season for Villa will forever be changed after their Casa Amor stuff? Or do you think they're back on track now after tonight?
I mean, I would say the latter of what you said. I think Casa Amor is like interesting because it, like, I was just even thinking about before coming on this episode about like, it's difficult to come in as a Casa Amor person or after Casa Amor for any reason. And actually, I just know for me personally, it's like if I were to be in a relationship and then go to being single, I almost need like a time period like to myself before I hop into another relationship.
Right.
And so like going from like one person to like a very next person, like it almost like is a very easy way to contrast the two and like make you realize like either what you are missing or what things that actually were worth staying for that like maybe you regret.
Yeah.
But no, I think things are back to normal between them two.
Yeah.
And I think things are will be good kind of going forward for them.
I think it actually strengthened them. Am I crazy? But I feel like he needed to see her like that, you know, and I think it makes him appreciate her more maybe.
100%.
Yeah.
I think it definitely helped them. I do really like them. I would say they're my favorites to watch this season for sure.
Yeah.
I find them so entertaining.
Yeah.
But watching all the Casa Amor stuff every year, I think I wish season one had a Casa Amor.
Do you think things would have been different for you?
I mean, in it though, girl.
Don't even pretend.
Yes, I would not have done anything, but like maybe it could have brought a little bit of, I don't know, like pressure to us that would have been good for viewers to see, or maybe for us to try to experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Nadja really likes Jeff, and Jeff said that he would shut down Mackenzie, which I thought was interesting because now they are like on the track, right? He's basically saying, I'm just moving forward.
Yeah, no, I think it is interesting. Almost just, I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of interesting to hear Jeff say that and like not Nadja in a way.
Yeah.
Because almost I feel like Jeff could feel a certain way about all that. But it is cool to see like how he's handled all of that.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just happy someone's all for Jeff now.
I know,
I feel like all the viewers were like, Jeff needs someone.
I was
like,
all for him. I say this like every episode, but when he entered the villa in those leather pants in the dead of summer, I was like, that is my man. I was like, I all money on him. He knows more than we do.
His facial expressions too are just priceless.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm just so happy that they have kind of found each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like he kind of likes her even more. Like, he seems so protective even when Joel came in. Like,
right?
He was like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah.
Like, they, I feel like, are very solidified that they're focused on each other.
Totally. And speaking of solidified, our girl Courtney, she, ooh, I feel, is going through it. Like, she feels, it feels forced for her to be with Chad is what she said in tonight's mm-hmm. episode. So she breaks it off and now she's going for Joel. I mean, it's been tough for her. Like, she hasn't found that one. What are your thoughts on Courtney and where she might find herself? Like, do you think she'll work stuff out with Joel?
My honest opinion is I feel like I can sense a self-elimination coming up,
honestly.
I feel like I'm starting to see that she has just tried and tried and tried, and maybe it's just not there for her. But maybe her and Joel will hit it off out of nowhere and I'll be shocked. You know, I don't know what's happening right now as we're speaking in the villa. But I don't know. I feel like she has, and I think that's another thing you notice with Chad. Like, she tried to say, I need all from you. I need you to commit to me. And then she kind of realizes, well, hey, he just got here and I've been here this entire time. We're not at the same stage in our journey,
experience,
whatever. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I think it's interesting to see also that the guys are picking tonight. And so I think between them two, I just kind of got this feeling that like I wish that Courtney had the decision to like be able to pick who she wanted and not Josh in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Chad,
yes.
That's his name.
Yes.
But yeah, it's interesting to see like the guys are picking. And I kind of got this feeling that Chad would, just at the very end of the episode, that he would go with Courtney. Like, who, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Connor, we got to get someone on the phone and put you in the villa and then you can like pick Courtney and like we'll figure that out and that'll be a whole new chapter. What are you doing tomorrow?
No plans.
They don't pick up my phone. It's fine. Elizabeth, you coupled up with Zach from day one in season one in Fiji, and Zita has been coupled up with Timmy from day one. Do you think that there is a benefit to that? And if so, do you think that that will help bring Zita and Timmy to the finals? Like, do you think that the foundation of like being with, because you were with Mackenzie from day one, weren't you too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, do you think that like starting the relationship from the very beginning, having the most time with your partner, whether it works out or not, is beneficial? And do you think that that will bring them kind of over the line?
Oh, with no doubt. And then I think if anything, even if you put Zach and I still there and Zita and Timmy still there, I think because they were tested a little with Bria, it puts them even further.
Interesting. Yeah. Because they survived, right? And thrived.
Yeah.
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 I think you know, this whole time factor, like when you're on the show and in the villa, there's this sort of like attachment that you kind of have with someone the longer that you're with them. And I mean, you just learn, every day it's like, feels like so much longer than that. Yeah. And so, no, I think that's totally working to their advantage. And I think, you know, you see all their dates and everything that they've been going on. I mean, it just seems like they're writing a pretty good love story.
For sure. I cannot wait to see how that ends. Do you guys keep in touch with anyone from your villa experience?
Well, obviously, Alex.
Yeah.
I see Kira around sometimes. Aww. At events.
It's only a few people. I mean, I ran into Johnny and Jeremiah. So I've only been out in LA for less than a year so far. I did run into Johnny and Jeremiah.
Please tell me it was in a recording studio and they were like singing their Drake's number one hit.
Yeah, that would have been sick. It was actually at LA Fashion Week.
Tell me that. You've ruined the whole Love Island like dream I had in my head.
In Carrington and I will like here
you
and there.
You pronounced that wrong. It's actually Carrington. If he is listening, Carrington, I miss you. I love you. And please get in the studio so we can have our hard-hitting interview. Now, it is recoupling time tonight. What are your thoughts? And describe the mood for us during a recoupling, because you certainly have both had your fair share of time in front of like the fire pit, right? What is the mood that they will be experiencing in this next recoupling?
I am the worst person to ask this because I was coupled up since day one and I never sweat a day there.
But were you just like handing out tissues to everybody?
Yes, I definitely would be nervous because I wouldn't want, you know, my friends to leave. And I felt the eeriness that would kind of go through a villa. And you could kind of feel sometimes like the desperation of people bouncing around, trying to, you know, get their conversations in. And it was fun to kind of sit back and relax and watch everyone panic.
Yeah,
for sure. And, you know, I enjoy watching that on the screen as well. So I feel like some people are definitely nervous tonight. I feel like it could go either way with a couple people.
What was the recoupling experience? What was like that vibe like in the house?
Yeah, I think the whole experience is so wild, like looking back on it.
Yeah.
And you do like, when I speak to like, you know, you're in a relationship with someone and like you get this like attachment with them only for so long, but you kind of feel that way with other people in the villa too. Like you are this big family, like these are strangers, right? Only a few weeks ago, and then you're relying on them for
everything.
For everything.
And that's, I think we mentioned this like yesterday or the day before. Like, we have to remember, there's no friends, there's no family, there's no cell phones. It's like your family is with you. Like, you, it's sink or swim there, right?
Yeah, like you have no choice. And so, and I think when, you know, a recoupling night like that comes every so often, it's, you don't know who's gonna, yeah, I mean, maybe there's a couple people on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Some of them might be someone that got you through a lot of experiences,
like
emotional experiences in that setting. And so seeing someone like that go is, especially if that was someone that was really close to you, that's very difficult to do.
Okay. So Elizabeth, you are villa royalty. You are the first winner ever in Love Island USA history. So knowing what you now know, right, you have had the crown for years. What advice do you have for all of our current Islanders as they get closer and closer to finale night? Because now it's getting really tight there. What advice would you give them?
Oh my God, I feel like I would have so much advice to give everybody. I mean, it's so exciting making it that far. And I feel like by that point, you're so focused in on what you have going with this person and you're just trying to get as close as possible and build on that. But it's really weird looking at it from the outside. You're like, oh, you're supposed to, you know, win this show. Like, that's the goal in mind. But when you're there, you don't really view it like that. You're not really thinking like, oh, I want first place. And I don't think anybody really, you forget. Like, we forgot there's even,
right?
Yeah, if it's real life. So, and a lot of these connections are so real and you can see that you're really not thinking about, oh, I need to make it to the finale or, oh, I need to win this. Like,
yeah, you forget there is a finale, I would imagine.
You seriously do. and that's not a lie. It's crazy. So I just feel like you just kind of keep focusing on what you have. And, you know, I think everyone starts to get almost a little sad in a way, like, cause it's bittersweet that it's ending because you don't want to leave, you know, this home that you found and all your close friends, and you learn to love not having a phone.
I know at this point in the show, there's no, if you're with who you're with and you're solid, I know there's a couple couples that are on solid terms with each other. You know, I wasn't there for the entire show on my season, but I would say for the couples that are on good terms with each other and they're not, you know, they don't expect anyone to like go behind their back or say anything, just to like really kind of maybe start like having more conversations about like what life outside of the villa looks like.
Yeah.
Because as Elizabeth said, like obviously there's a point to this entire experience and show and why you're there. And it is interesting because you are kind of, maybe at first you're like kind of figuring out how to play this game. And that's why it's tough for, I think, Courtney, what Elizabeth said she predicts might happen with her. But it's tough because like you're playing this game, but at the same time, your emotions and feelings are on the line with all of it. So
right.
when you're kind of like that deep into the show, you're kind of scrambling to figure out to find someone, and everyone else kind of around you seems like they have it figured out. It's kind of like, feels like a lonely kind of feeling.
I want to see how much you really have calculated about life in the villa. So love is a numbers game, right? Look at Love Island. You got to get to know as many tens as possible to have your best chance of love. And even in the real world, a lot of dating is all about getting a number, right? Like getting the number to make that connection. So today we are playing a fun little game called...
Hey, baby, can I get your number?
Here's how this game works. I am going to ask you both questions about Love Island USA Season 4 that I have the numeric answer to. And you must guess what number you think is the correct answer for that question. When you hear me ask,
hey, baby, can I get your number?
Give me those sweet, sweet digits. And since I am well-versed in my Love Island trading cards, Connor, I know you are a former auditor and your expertise is literally numbers. So we are giving Elizabeth 10 points off the bat just so it's a level playing field. Is that cool?
Cool with me.
How kind.
Connor just brought out his calculator. I am so excited. All right, here we go. Connor. How many pounds of beef did Love Island USA Season 4 buy to feed everyone in the villa for the entire season? 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds, 6,000 pounds, or 8,000 pounds?
6,000.
The correct answer is 8,000 pounds. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
8,000 pounds of beef. That is insane. That is a lot of beef.
Yeah.
But I heard the lamb there is not too bad. I should retire right now, right? Like I should just like close up shop. Elizabeth, how many acres is the current California villa?
No.
2.3 acres, 11.4 acres, 103 acres, or 214 acres.
Elizabeth, baby, can I get your number?
I'm like, anytime.
Why is she deeper than me, Connor?
I'm going to go with 214 acres.
The correct answer is 214
hey,
acres! Nice! That is crazy, huh? Actually, if I had a dog and it ran away, I would watch that dog run away for like 3 months. That's insane. Oh my gosh. Imagine having that property, like just 214 acres. And then like your friend gets like a balcony with their studio apartment. You're like, wow, what a great outdoor space. Elizabeth, how many Red Bulls were purchased for 6 weeks of filming Love Island USA Season 4? 874 Red Bulls, 1,069, 2,160, or 4,827. How many Red Bulls?
Either way, all of that is so many Red Bulls. I'm going to guess 2,000.
Yes, you're killing it. 2,000 Red Bulls. Connor, you are the auditor. What is going on here?
I should have got the 10 points.
Yeah, you should have added them up already. And like, yeah, wow. Okay, nice work. Connor, how many pounds of laundry do they do at the villa every week? Connor, I am rooting for you. Let's talk this one out. It's not going well for you, buddy.
Some breathing.
Some breathing. Here we go. How many pounds of laundry did they do at the villa every week? 100 pounds, 300 pounds, 600 pounds, or 1,000 pounds?
So on a weekly basis.
On a weekly basis, there's what, like 10 in there, 12?
Thinking
islands?
About like all the beds. Yeah. Is it all the bedding?
Sheets?
All right, I'm going to go with 600 pounds.
Yes, 600 pounds! That's my man! You're killing it! Yes, 600 pounds of laundry. That is crazy. Because there, how much does a thong weigh? Let's like, I mean, these bathing suits are the size of like a pirate's eye patch. So like, how heavy are they? This is crazy. 600 pounds? That is crazy. Elizabeth, how many bottles of sunscreen did production get for this season of Love Island? 100 bottles, 300, 500, or 700 bottles?
Okay, Santa Barbara is hot. Mm-hmm. We've had a sunny season, thank God.
Yes, you did not.
I did not. However, I have seen some sunburnt islanders walking around.
Fair, fair. See how she's calculating this, Connor? She is really working through this.
But this isn't what they used. So honestly, I'm going to go with the low number, maybe 100 bottles of sunscreen.
Correct answer is the highest number.
It is?
700 bottles.
What?
Just because they bought
nobody's
it don't mean they use it.
Yeah, nobody's using it.
700 bottles. That is crazy. Elizabeth, how many COVID tests will be administered for season 4 of Love Island USA? This is fascinating. 6,000, 12,000, 28,000, or 35,000 rapid tests?
Wow. I'm already sneezing thinking about it.
Please don't, ma'am. Me and Connor have a very busy next week.
maybe,
things to do.
Maybe 28,000?
The correct answer is 35,000 rapid tests. Yep, for season 4. That is crazy. Lastly, Connor, as of this week, how many times has the word bro?
I knew this would be a question. I was
you
waiting
said,
for
I was like,
it.
Get out of my script that I wrote last night. How many times has the word bro been said this season?
Bro, can I get your number? There we go. Someone literally like
they counted,
tallying, you know?
They tallied. There's like a whole bro department on Love Island. And they're just like, okay, we have one for Isaiah. That's going to be 2 for Jeff. So how many times? 789, 4,356, 8,723, or 12,043?
I'm going to go with the 700 number. The 4,000 number.
8,000. Yes, 8,723. What is your word that you guys say all the time?
I have been doing this and I'm so mad at myself and I don't know where I picked it up
from. If I get it in my head, I'm going to be so pissed, but go on.
I'll be on a rant, like talking, you know, on after that, I'm talking, and I say whatever, as a filler word.
Oh.
I'll be like, oh, so they were talking and then whatever, they go into here and I keep saying whatever.
Interesting.
It's so weird.
Yeah. You guys on season 1, you said, do you know what
it
word?
Was like.
It was like.
I still say
every
like.
Single,
I
every
hate
other
that I
word
do it.
Was like. Yeah.
I need a zapper. I need like a zapper that every
you
time I say
you can borrow
it,
my
it
neon sign from my house.
From the bugs.
With the tinsel. And for you, Connor, what's like the thing that you catch yourself saying?
Yeah, I think sometimes at the end of my sentences, I will, I'll say, you know, like, you know, like,
you know.
Yeah,
you
sometimes.
Know. Yeah.
Just to like. Affirm like what I just said was like correct in a way if I'm talking with someone.
Yeah.
You know?
The dog's alive, you know.
Yeah. But that's me.
I think Love Island forever changed the word previously for me. Like even if I read it somewhere or if I'm like writing something or reading something, I'll be like, the zebra had previously been at the zoo. And I'm like, Matthew, get it together. Like,
I have that from you saying it too.
I was gonna say I kind of felt too.
I was not keeping score, but the game is over. It's a tie game. You guys did it. Connor, you aced it, man. You just, wow.
I don't know
who is
from.
Helping you.
My calculator.
All right, sweet. Well, there you go. That was.
Hey, baby, can I get your number?
Connor and Elizabeth, you may know that here on Previously On, it is my intention to end each episode with an inspirational quote to inspire our Love Island family, and there is no one
more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy. So it is time to end the show with an inspirational quote from Timmy, a Timmyism, if you will, and you will. If we can have just a meditative chant to start today's inspirational Timmyism. Today's inspirational Timmyism is... I'm in a pickle. You know what I'm saying. I love pickles. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman here reminding you to relish the crunch in your own life. Keep your mind ajar. No matter what, sweet or sour, predicament you Stop. Might find yourself in. Crunch, crunch. And that is our Timmyism of the day. All right. So Connor and Elizabeth, before we go, is there anything you guys would love to say to our Love Island family? Where can we keep up with you? Elizabeth, tell us all about After the Island. It is so good. And where can we find you?
Yes, I'm still doing After the Island with Alex. Woo-hoo! You can find us on After the Island on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Which I just have to say is where I get my news. So continue doing God's work.
We love to hear that. And then I'm just on social media too. You can find me, Ewebs,
yes.
Two Z's.
Yes. And Connor, for you, anything you'd like to say or where can we find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mainly on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. My name is Connor M. Trotz, and yeah, I'm just forever grateful for this experience, and it's done a lot for my life and where I'm at now.
Yeah, and I have to say, I follow both of you, but Connor, your workouts, like I'll be eating pizza in bed, and I'll be like, but Connor's in the gym, maybe I should like get my act together. You're a trainer now too, right?
Yeah, I do online fitness coaching now, full time.
So guys, if you're listening and you need your Love Island news, you know where to go. Elizabeth has you covered. And if you need the Connor regime, like just do it. He's the best. Find him. Where do they go? They just find you on Insta and like DM you and sign up?
Yep.
All right, like done. And if you have a new client whose screen name is, I swear it's not Matthew 1. You're like, where do I even start? No more bacon burgers for breakfast, Matthew, and you'll be fine. thank you guys so much for being on the show with me. This has been the loveliest reunion. It is so nice to connect with you guys and see you off of Fiji, off of Minneapolis, outside of the shopping mall. It's really awesome to be with you guys in the beautiful lighting that we deserve. Aww. So thank you guys so much.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. And this is so fun.
It's
I
so
love
fun,
it.
It's so fun, huh? It's really, really nice. So thank you to our Love Island listeners. As always, we so appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow. And everyone listening, tag me on socials with your thoughts on all things Love Island. And I will read them on tomorrow's show at Matthew Hoffman 1 on Twitter and at MatthewHoffman.tv on Instagram. We have recorded today's episode from Hennessy Studios in Los Angeles. Maddie, Connor, and Elizabeth out. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, stream new episodes Tuesday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Peacock. Oh, and before I forget, Connor and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Terrified. Have a great night. Tonight! Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is recorded at Hennessy Studios with a very special thank you to our podfather, Jason Hennessy. Produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.